I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Monday's the opening day of buck season across West Virginia. We'll have the 2011 whitetail forecast in a moment. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. More than 330,000 hunters are expected to be in the woods of West Virginia for opening day. It is the most anticipated opening day of any hunting season in the Mountain State. Hunters this year can look forward to improved conditions over last year when mast caused deer in many parts of the state to stay put. Biologist Jim Crum tells us this year the mast isn't quite so abundant, and they're having to move to find that food.
I think they're going to do a little better than last year. I think we're still going to have... You know, there's going to be lower numbers of year-and-a-half-olds in the harvest continuing from last year. This our fawn crop previously, those year-and-a-halfs moving into the harvest won't be as plentiful this year, but should be plenty of two-and-a-halfs and, actually three-and-a-halfs and two-and-a-halfs out there. So we... I look for it to be better than last year. I think a lot of last year was the fact that the animals were taking advantage of that abundant mast crop.
As a result of those lower numbers from last year, as he said, more of those bucks are going to be older. That will enhance antler size, as will those tremendous mast conditions from a year ago that brought them through the winter very healthy.
I looked at deer this past spring. When we had an opportunity to look at a few animals, and they were still in real good shape in April. A lot of kidney fat. Usually when I'm looking at least the males at that time of year, there's hardly any kidney fat left. But these animals still had kidney fat, so you know the condition a month prior to coming into velvet or so. That's an important time for antler development. So I'm looking for real good antler development this year.
First few days of the season, because of how the calendar falls this year, the rut will still be heavy. Crum says the DNR deliberately puts the buck season at the tail end or the first peak of rutting activity is over. As always, the harvest figures will depend greatly, though, on the weather.
That impacts the hunters and the participation and how hard they hunt, yeah. You know, the deer population plays a role in that too. So, if we get real nasty weather, we usually have a reduced harvest just because of its impact on the hunters and how hard they hunt and how long they stay out.
And hunters on private land in counties where there is an antlerless firearm season will also be able to take a doe if they have a Class N stamp. And hunters in seven counties will also be able to kill a bear with a bear damage stamp. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.